Hello, everybody, and welcome to WikiQuest, an ongoing experiment in conversation and research. I am your fresh and lively Wiki twin, Ted Hubisch.
Where the heck are you seeing fresh and lively in this room?
I just made that up off the tip of my top of my head, at least. Do you think I'm just like a, I need to have constant inspiration? Because I do.
Oh, well, you were looking off to the side, so I thought you were seeing a poster.
No, I was just kind of making a pose to an imaginary camera.
Well, I'm your shocking and outrageous Wiki twin, Elise Giannatasio.
See, you read that.
I did
you read that
off
of one of the posters in this room.
We're back in the poster room.
It's homely.
It is. It feels right.
I really like these ancient 20 to 30-year-old posters coming out here.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I think this is a really good thing going. Did you notice that they took down the one at the end?
It was like the they still have Family Weekend 99.
They still have
That's
Family Weekend.
Together again. Oh, it's so cute.
It was the other Spirit Weekend. It was like Spirit Weekend 95 or whatever.
Oh.
The one that was like bright green.
How are we supposed to know that there was Spirit in 95?
Honestly, we will never know again.
Oh, rest in peace. WikiQuest is a good podcast that we host. It's me, Ted Hubisch.
It's me, Elise Giannatasio.
The thing about this podcast is we go on Wikipedia, we look for random topics to talk about, and then we talk about them like the topics that they are.
Yeah, we have a conversation. Some banter. There's a little bit of banter.
A little bit of goofy banter. And then, honestly, we expect you to have a good time.
All we do is party.
It's constant, nonstop party. We're going to get, I think they call it lit.
Lit.
Don't say it like that. I'm talking like a normal person.
Oh, okay. My brother has taken to saying lit a lot recently.
Andrew.
His name is Andrew, yes. But I forget what it was. We went on a trip somewhere, and he kept taking snapshots of himself saying, like, it's lit, it's lit, like, it's lit. And I'm like, oh no, the youth. I don't know why.
He's not that younger than you.
He's 16 right now. So he's prime lit age.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 20
never ask
in 3 days.
What did you just say? That's right. It's your birthday soon.
Birthday.
When's that again?
3 days. It's on Saturday.
What day
April
is that?
8th.
Yeah, geez. This episode's releasing soon, actually. This episode's releasing tomorrow.
This episode, yeah, I'm going to stop recording this episode and then immediately edit it for your beautiful
that's
ears.
True. So April 5th, this is going to be the first time that we've ever edited an episode this fast. Scary.
It's going to be so quick. Yeah, it's 8 p.m. now. I'm going to have this sucker done by midnight, I hope, because I need to go to bed.
So this episode, I'm going to ask you what you're going to do on your birthday. But first, I should probably say that we're going to take this episode of WikiQuest. We're trying a little experiment.
We're not
going to go straight into... Usually on the podcast, we press the random article button on Wikipedia to grab our topics. We're not going to start... We're at least not going to start off with that this time. We're going to kind of play it by ear this time. We're going to start with a conversation. And then we're going to go in there and see and think of what in that conversation that comes to mind that we want to look into more.
We'll see if the conversation is better when Wikipedia decides the conversation, or if the conversation decides the Wikipedia.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good way of putting it, because that's how it is.
We might do a mixture of both. We might just do half and half.
I mean, bear with us. It's a young podcast. It's just turned 19. It's still 19. This is episode 19. We recorded an episode 19
that
was so long.
It is super special. It's
special.
Really long, but it's super awesome. And there's a surprise in it. So guys, get ready for that.
Get ready for it, please.
I'm just maybe going to have to take 2 weeks to edit that one.
It's long.
Because it is long. But
don't
worry.
It's that long.
It's good.
It's not that much longer than our regular episodes. It's an hour long. We've had hour long episodes of WikiQuest.
It's more than an hour long.
It's an hour and 4 minutes long, Elise.
It's an hour and 7 minutes, and I've already cut stuff out that made it an hour and 7 minutes.
Wow. Gee, Belize.
like it used to be more than an hour and 7 minutes, but now.
All right. So, Elise.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for your birthday?
My birthday. I'm very excited. I'm super excited. So,
I'm going to get you a gift.
What?
Nothing.
What about? Oh.
Yeah, I said nothing. I said nothing.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Can I, before I say what I'm going to do for my birthday, yesterday I told Ted Hubisch that it was my birthday and I misheard him and I thought he said, "So what are you getting me?" And I was like, "What am I getting you for my birthday?"
See, but the thing is though, that's not too far off from something I would actually say. From something
that
you would say,
yeah. So yeah. I thought you were like that. I was like, that's normal. That's fine. Yeah, so for my birthday, I'm going to go up to see my boyfriend who goes to UNH and we're going to hang out with our UNH friends that's on awesome. Friday night. On Saturday, me and Josh are going to drive up to Maine, to my house, to see my family, and we're going to hang out. And then Easter is the weekend after, but I probably won't be able to come up mm-hmm. both weekends, so we're going to do Easter on Sunday. And then
oh, Easter Sunday.
Yeah, Easter is the 16th of April.
Did I ever tell you? I think I talked about it on the podcast. Mm. I'm not huge on Easter.
Why?
Because in my family, it was always garbage Christmas. Chocolate was a top choice on that. Chocolate's good. But then it was always just like, chocolate's good, Easter egg hunt's good. But then it's just kind of like, oh, it's kind of just a crappy gray day. And it's just like, there's like maybe like, I think one time I got a DS game.
Oh, yeah, you've told me about the DS game before where it was, yeah. like, highlight of Easter for all Easters.
Yeah, that was, like, the only, like, I don't know. I guess I'm just a spoiled kid because I got chocolate and I got to play a game on a day. And that should be enough. But no.
My family does up Easter so much. My mom is still going to make us do, not make us, we're going to have an egg hunt.
I love that.
Even
that's awesome.
When I'm 20 years old. Yeah.
However, Elise, you like it.
I actually do like it because it's really fun. So she hides eggs in the house, but also through the woods. So it's like we have to search for hours, like walking through the woods.
You have the woods as your backyard.
Yeah, the woods is my backyard. So like you'll find eggs like in trees and like in little like under rocks and stuff. It's super. Awesome. It's actually really fun. Yeah, so basically what happens...
If my backyard was a forest, with the woods, I would just hide geocaches for myself.
Oh, yeah. All the time we used to go out in the woods and just do whatever. Yeah, so basically the typical Easter day in my house, you wake up at like 8 o'clock, you search for eggs for like 2 hours because it's a lot.
I just noticed that hiding a geocache for yourself, that's just a time capsule.
Basically. But you don't have to bury it.
Actually, no, you don't bury geocaches. That's right. Against the rules.
Yeah. Time capsule you have to bury.
You don't have to bury time capsule.
You should bury it. It's more fun that way.
Yeah, but some places you can't bury stuff.
Well, that sucks. Get a permit. What?
Put a pin in that topic. I think time capsules might be our topic.
Really? You want to look up time capsules?
I do want to look up time capsules.
Did you ever do a time capsule?
No. I must have. I think I did. I forget what it was. I think it might have been for my school.
I did one for my school. Do you want to hear about it? Because it's actually really funny. So we wrote letters in first grade to our high school graduating selves.
I think you might have told me this
Which
before.
Was a great idea.
Yeah, fantastic but you just idea. Don't follow through with it.
Well, yeah, and we also like put toys and stuff in the time capsule, and then they were like... We're going to dig it up when you guys graduate high school. But when I was in fourth grade, they redid the playground outside the back of my school. So they dug up the time capsule and destroyed it.
Oh, no.
And so it was gone.
Oh, God.
So I never got to see that. So I was really upset. But the time capsule is probably in a pile of dirt somewhere.
That reminds me of how there's this whole thing that I read about. I forget how it ended up. Maybe we can find this out on our wiki quest. Mm. That when that first, by the way, that's the first in podcast use of wiki quest as a noun. No, not as a noun, just as a thing that we do. As the name of this adventure. Just for a note for the people, just a note for the people manning the Psysops of the WikiQuest wiki. There was the whole thing about how, like, when they opened, like, the Nickelodeon Studios at Universal Studios Hollywood, I only know that by heart because of they had ending tags at the end of all Nickelodeon shows that they filmed there that was filmed live in front of an audience. You didn't have cable, you wouldn't know. But in the late 80s, they made a time capsule of, like, a kid from, like, the late 80s, and they had, like, a Game Boy, and they had, like, a Walkman, and they had, like, pictures of... They didn't quite have... Frosted Tips weren't the thing quite then. I'm sorry, we're young. We're, like, we were born in 1997. Don't hurt us. Don't throw stones
at us. Don't hurt us.
But, yeah, no, they put it in there, and, you know, they put it in the ground right next to the slime geyser.
Slime geyser.
It was a geyser of slime. Maybe you'll see it sometime. They put it in there. However, they closed Nickelodeon Studios to make room for the Blue Man Group stage.
I've seen the Blue Man Group.
Me too.
They're good.
They are pretty good.
I like them.
They do this funny, yes they are. They do this funny gag where they put their finger up to their face, like on the cheek. Like they look at the person that they brought up on stage and they make them think that they have something, they're telling them to scratch some food off their face.
Yeah.
But then they put the finger right near their nose, and it makes it look like they're picking their nose like a nasty.
Oh, no.
And it's just, it's really funny, though, because that's a group of goofers.
I like have you ever seen the tube?
Yeah, of course. That's like the thing. That's like the trademark thing, the tubes. Are you kidding me?
No, the single tube, where they bring out the tube and it extends. Probably. And, like, they're very confused that it's extending.
That sounds like something they do.
Yeah,
it's really good. Last time I saw them, I was very young.
Oh, I saw them.
Last and only time I saw them was very young.
I saw them in high school at some point.
Mm. They perform right over here.
Yeah, we're, like, right across the street from where we are, yeah.
My dad said that he saw, he saw in Cleveland, like right when they're first starting out, like the first incarnation of the Blue Man Group, he saw performing at like a local.
Yeah,
thing.
There are a bunch of Blue Man Groups now. There's not just
one. Well, I mean, no, it's the same company, but there's like a bunch of different.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like different groups of three.
Yeah, no, totally. Like they, of course, have different people.
Fake.
Anyways, time capsules.
Time capsules.
What I was going to say was that I forget how it ended. I forget where, but there was like, I remember there was a whole concern, like, where did the time capsule go? It's not going to be, it's not, it wasn't, it's not going to be, it because they, I think they took it out because it was supposed to be dug up 100 years from then, but it was dug up early and they took out the contents before then.
Why?
Anyways, hey, you know what, Lisa, I think it's time for? I think it's time to go on Wikipedia and look up time capsules. So I'm going to do the sound. So that sound signals a new era in WikiQuest.
Where we try out this new thing.
Yes, time capsule. All right. So, Elise, do you want to start? Because I haven't talked.
Ooh, time capsule. A time capsule is a historic cache of goods or information, usually intended as a method of communication with future people, and to help future archaeologists, anthropologists, and historians. Time capsules are sometimes created and buried during celebrations, such as World's Fair, a cornerstone laying for a building, or at other events.
Nice, nice, nice. They had one what was it? I think it was the bicentennial of the church that my dad works at. They buried a time capsule for next bicentennial. And
that's
I have a drawing in there when I was little.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so what year will it be open then?
I forget when it was. I was little.
Like, will you be alive?
Probably not. I expect to be alive for the Beatles 100th anniversary.
Beatles. When's that? I don't
That'll
even
be
know.
2050 something. 2059, I think.
You'll be 62.
Yeah, and it's weird to think that I'll probably live. I'm likely to live if everything goes right. I'm likely to live to see the Beatles be 100.
Yeah,
that'll be Beatlemania magic.
I wonder what they're gonna do for that because, you know, will people in, I don't know, 35 years still think they're great?
I mean, they've had crazy staying power.
I know.
Rock and roll in general has had crazy staying power.
Mm. But will it continue? Like in 10 years, will our kids be like?
Who knows? I'm not gonna call anything. I'm not gonna screw myself over. There's gonna be. I'm not gonna lose this. I'm not gonna potentially lose a bet.
There's no bet here. It's just life.
Well, no bets, just life.
No bets, just life. All bets are off.
All bets are off right now because we got to read about time capsules. So, an early example of the use of a time capsule was the Detroit Century. Was the Detroit Century Box. The brainchild of Detroit Mayor William C. Maybury, it was created on December 31st, 1900, and scheduled to be open 100 years later. Wow, jeez. So, okay, let's keep on going.
Was it opened?
It was filled with photographs and letters from 56 prominent residents describing life in 1900 and making predictions for the future, and included a letter by Maybury addressed to the mayor of Detroit in 2000. The capsule was opened by city officials on December 31st, 2000, in a ceremony presided over Mayor Dennis Archer.
Wow, I love that. I want to see all those letters.
I want to see the letters describing life, doing predictions for the future. Let's see.
Oh, 404 so, not found.
Oh, well, we're getting to this one. Here we go. From the Detroit Historical Society website. Let's see. Okay, so on the subject of prophecy for Detroit's metropolis, James E. Scripp, president of the Evening News Association, predicted in the year 82,000, a population of over 2 million, and if no war, pestilence, or other destructive influence intervenes, Detroit will enjoy a population of fully 4 million. Oh boy. Not so sure about that.
Detroit.
Detroit. He also made the prediction that a century hence, the belt embraced between the 38th and 43rd degrees of northern latitude extending from the Atlantic seaboard to the Mississippi will be the most densely populated region in the world.
Wow, that's interesting that he thought that.
Yeah, that's very specific.
Yeah. Scroll down a little bit.
Keep scrolling. Okay. Predicted that.
Orrin R. Baldwin, president of the American Harrow Company, wrote on the subject, Merchants and Manufacturers Exchange. He predicted that Detroit will have, on January 1st, 2001, about 5,000 manufacturing plants that will support 2.5 million inhabitants, estimated. He also predicted that factory products will largely be transported in airships.
I mean, he got it being a manufacturing place pretty on the nose. Not so sure about the success rate of that.
His most far-reaching prediction was that Sandwich, Windsor, and Walkerville, now in Canada, will be part of the city of Detroit and that Ontario will be a state of the United States of America.
Not sure about that one. I don't know. I'm not exactly in the know of these things, but I don't think that one worked out.
I don't know about that one. Orrin R.
No,
Baldwin.
Sorry, Orrin. I really like the name Orrin. O-R-R-I-N. You don't see that.
Oh, this is funny.
Sorry.
Dr. Samuel L. Stephenson predicted that in 100 years, biopathy, will be known as the only system of medicine. It will be practiced in every family, every sanitarium, in every country. Ooh, he explained
that's already sounding rough.
Biopathy, listen. The new system.
Anybody who says that in the year 1900.
Oh, wait, this is cool. Biopathy, the new system of rejuvenation, has proven the human body to be an electric battery. To have only 12 indestructible elements. If a child is supplied plentifully with those 12 elements, it will live to be over 140 years.
They figured it out, finally.
That's really cool
that's
that he
wild.
Thought that.
Oh my God.
I love that. That's so, can we look up biopathy?
I wish I was a battery. I'm going to be a battery boy. I've decided that's going to be my path in life, Elise.
Biopathy. A person with, oh, I don't think that's what he meant.
I think there's there might be a bunch of different things called biopathy. This might be something that this person made up. This might be Dr. Samuel S. Stevenson's idea.
Google Samuel S. Stevenson biopathy.
Let's see. This is new stuff. Oh. This is stuff from the time capsule.
I feel like a doctor must have read it and been like,
I mean, also
something.
People can still make
this
crazy
is
theories.
Cool, because this, like, those 12 elements, is that like the chakras? Is that, what is it? Like, I think that would be really fascinating.
That would be fascinating.
Obviously, there was some research put into that.
Perhaps. I mean, but also perhaps not.
I mean, it was only 1900.
Still.
They had stuff going on.
Well, I know they had stuff going on. But
my great-grandmother was born on July 4th, 1900, and yeah, met her.
I'm not saying that they didn't have, like, research and stuff going on and stuff like that, but still, though, you could, like, this could have very easily just been, like, a crazy idea this guy had.
Oh, but I think it's cool that he thought.
Oh, yeah, no, me too. I think it's cool that he thought that his I think the sentence, the child will live to 140 years old, is very funny.
I mean, people are living longer and longer.
Oh, I know.
Google how old the oldest person is.
How old is the oldest person? I'm just saying that, just thinking, okay, 122.
Whoa.
That's the oldest verified person on record. French woman, Jean Calment.
1977.
1997. Did I say 1977? Yes, you said 1977. Do you think that one of us...
Go to Wikipedia, list of verified oldest people.
Okay.
Wait, oldest person discovered in Indonesia, 145.
Yeah, let's see. What's going on here? Sorry, wait.
Oh, there are a bunch of people who are still living.
Yeah. What's going on here? Hold up. This list is going weird. Okay, no. The oldest person on record here, it says, is Jean Calment, 122 years. Let's see that other article.
Because I feel like there are a lot of people who are not documented in a lot also, of like Asian countries. I feel like there are a lot of people who are probably
I've heard a lot of stuff that happens is that these people die but they say that they're still living to prop up their family lineage, whatever. You know, I've heard a few cases of that.
Yeah, this was from The Independent. August 27th, 2016, the oldest person discovered in Indonesia, age 145. Mm-hmm. And I think they confirmed his age.
That's really interesting.
I
stand by the idea that the sentence, a child is supplied plentifully with these 12 elements. If a child is supplied plentifully with those 12 elements, it will live to over 140 years. That's a very funny sentence. I argue that. I stand by that.
The funny factor? Brilliant.
You will get those 12 elements. Earth, wind, fire. Earth, again.
Popcorn.
Miracle Whip.
Oh, we're going straight into foods.
Yeah, not even like food stuff. This is like straight up branded products. Kraft Singles. It's a lot of processed dairy.
Yeah, just throw a ton of dairy in that case.
Different processed dairy products.
I read an interesting thing where over half of the population in this study that was tested lactose intolerant in some form or degree, but almost all of them didn't realize it because of the psychological effects that dairy gives us. People are literally addicted to like cheese and ice cream and stuff like that. And it activates the pleasure center in the brain. So it like outweighs the really consequences.
My sister's way lactose intolerant.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm milk fat intolerant.
Wow.
So I can only eat stuff with no fat in it.
How did I not know that?
I don't know. That's why I only eat mozzarella cheese. Also, I'm allergic to cheese, but not mozzarella for some reason. All other cheeses make my throat close up, but mozzarella doesn't do that.
I feel like there's like one like new crazy thing I learn about you. Like every single time I talk to you.
Yeah.
Like that's something I should like, I should be aware of in case I like get you like something that has to do with cheese or something.
I mean, I'm allergic to the one of the preservatives found in cheese and also red wine.
Okay.
I'm milk fat intolerant because if I drink like whole milk or something, like I get cramped so bad that I'm like doubled over.
All right.
So
I'm also allergic to red dye.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She can't have candy corn.
Oh, that's
she doesn't like candy corn in the first place. Great. I'm not huge on candy corn. No, it's not great.
The only type of good candy corn is things that look like actual pumpkins.
Even then, though, that's still like the wax garbage. You want to go back to the time capsule article?
I want to read more of these letters from the time capsule.
Okay. Okay, so we're going past the.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. That's fine. We're going to keep on reading some of these prophecies from the Detroit time capsule. We're going past the human battery human. That's some weird shit.
This is interesting. Frederick Ingram wrote, he predicted that street sweepings, garbage, and all refuse matter will be used to produce heat, light, and power at a central plant that provides a free bath and wash house of sufficient capacity to accommodate all who wish to avail themselves to its privileges, shall be an auxiliary of this central plant.
I wish that was real.
That? Wow. I wish we could use all our garbage to create power.
Oh, well. We're just going to just dump it somewhere.
It's just out in the middle of the ocean chilling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could have that, or you could have that really cool green, like sustainable green, power system, or... Your boy the seagull gets a cool necklace.
Woo! Which would you rather have? Oh, can I tell you a cool thing about space? I was like, why don't we just launch it into space? Did you know that at the space station, they have to take a lot of clothes because you can't really wash clothes in space? So once something gets dirty, you just throw it out. And then it burns up when hitting the atmosphere. That space is going to
become a problem someday.
I mean, it all just burns up.
True. True, true, true.
I think if it wasn't so expensive, it might be like an okay idea to just ship the trash to space. Except it would be really expensive.
Yeah, geez.
Like crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. Because like, who's it gonna hurt up there? And I'm sure aliens are listening to this like, excuse me.
So,
the police commissioner.
The police commissioners wrote about the police department of Detroit and predicted that prisoners, instead of being conveyed to the several police stations in automobile patrol wagons, will be sent through pneumatic tubes, flying machines, or some similar process. That is just plain out Futurama. That is straight out of Futurama. Also, the commissioners noted that crime is not very prevalent at the present time. And we now have occasional days when we're not called upon to make an arrest. Wow, that is very hopeful for the future, you guys. We prophesy that arrests will be less frequent now in comparison with the population.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, oh god.
People, like, bad guys, just like a tube comes down.
Halt, crime boy.
Yeah.
Let me suck you.
There he goes.
Let me suck you, crime boy. I'll get you.
You'll
be sucked, crime boy. Get close, crime boy. I will suck you.
That was a good sound effect.
No. We're gonna use that. Yeah. Yeah. Totally. That's going to be just, it's just, it's, the crime boys just get a let, they just get a wet old.
Crime boys.
Get a wet old crime go. I don't know what we're going to do with that in the episode. Elise, I can do this. Just let me handle the scrolling.
Okay. Oh, so the last one is Mayor Mayberry prophesies that Detroit will have a population.
And Commissioner Stanton. Don't short shift.
Okay, sorry.
Don't short sheet Commissioner Stanton.
We'll have a population of 1.5 million, and Commissioners Phelps and Fowle prophesized that the population would be 2.5 million, and all agreed that Canada would be annexed and become part of the United States, and that Detroit would be known as Greater Detroit.
They're really betting on Canada being annexed.
Yeah, they love Canada. These guys really wanted Canada to join the party.
Michigan. Anyway, I guess it makes sense. I guess it makes sense to them.
Yeah, I think if we were going to annex Canada, we should have done it before now.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Also, we sort of lost that war.
Yeah.
When they were fighting Maine.
No, totally.
Well, what Maine is now, but it was whatever.
I mean, it's just, it's hard to make these predictions.
They did their best.
Yes, they did their best. And to that, we salute them. Honestly, I salute them with my tiny little hand. I'm trying to, at least. My hands can't reach my head.
Aww. Sad day.
Yeah, sad day. But oh well, I get to do this podcast that I like so much.
You know those bobbleheads with the huge heads and the tiny bodies?
That's just a bobblehead.
Okay, but what if it was real life?
That would be bad.
No one would be able to fit through the doors anymore.
Well, I mean, I'd imagine
we'd have to redo everything.
Wait, is this just like a sudden change?
I don't know.
Somebody put in the big head mode code?
Yeah. Zoop.
In real life, Pro Skater 2? Okay, so it is widely debated. Wait, okay, Elise, I see a section here that you really like.
What?
I knew this would come
what?
Up. What?
Voyager!
Yes. Knew it.
Elise, found it.
Do you want to take that one away?
Currently, 4 time capsules are, quote-unquote, buried in space. The 2 pioneers...
Hold up, stylistic, AP stylistic book coming in here. You should just do quote. Don't do unquote.
Quote, buried, unquote.
No, just do, don't do a quote. Stop it. You're fine.
4 time capsules are buried.
No, Elise, you can do quote.
One might say
you can do, wait, hold up, Elise. You can do like quote, buried in space.
Quote, buried.
There's no laws. There's no law saying that you can't do that.
Buried.
There's no law saying that dogs aren't allowed to quote. Okay, you can keep on going. AP style book guide. Ted Hubish is going away now. Bye bye.
Quote unquote.
No, Elise, stop. See, like the thing is though, it's fine if you do it once, but then when it keeps on doing like quotes in a row, I'm just trying to establish. Good habits.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm quoting the whole rest of the thing I'm gonna say.
However,
just buried.
But when you say quote
quotes.
Unquote, like it's just, I'm just trying to promote good habits and talk in speech, because then when you do quote unquote, and then when you have multiple things that you're quoting unquoting, it's just like it gets annoying.
Nothing else is quoted in this.
I don't care.
Thing.
I'm just saying I'm promoting good habits for the future.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. AP style guy, Ted Hubish out.
For the
regular guy. Ted Hubish back.
Currently, 4 time capsules are buried in space.
Okay, that's fine. You're good.
The 2 Pioneer plaques and 2 Voyager golden records have been attached to spacecraft for the possible benefit of spacefarers in the distant future. A 5th time capsule, a KEO satellite, was scheduled to be launched in 2015-2016. However, it has been delayed several times and an actual launch date has not been given. After launch, it will carry individual messages from Earth's inhabitants addressed to Earthlings around the year 52,000 when it is due to return to Earth. It's due to return to Earth in 52,000?
I'm excited.
In 50,000 years?
I'm going to be alive. I think I get the feeling that my the time I believe I think I talked about earlier in this episode, not just about 30 or 20 minutes ago, about how I would live at least to see the Beatles be turn 100. I think that I'm gonna live forever, Elise. I've decided that.
That's a common thing that teenagers think.
I'm not a teenager.
That young people think.
But I'm going to do it, though. I know it. I'm confident.
That's fast.
I'm gonna catch this. I'm gonna catch this time capsule with my bare hands.
I wonder what they'll call years in the future, because like we're just 2017. Will they be like 52000?
I don't know if they'll still follow the same calendar.
Oh shit!
Everything might just like. I mean, civilization could restart in that time.
Oh,
everything
no.
could like.
Oh man!
Like we could be every humankind could be totally wiped out in that time.
I mean,
we
you're
could
right.
totally we could, humankind could totally wipe out itself.
Yeah, there could be a different dominant species at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's might not know English. English could be an ancient language.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
Oh man. Here we are in 2017, just hanging out.
So, Elise,
doing a podcast.
My question for you is, what would you put in your time capsule?
If I was going to put, like, a personal time capsule?
Yeah.
I feel like I would mostly write letters, but also I would, I'd probably put in some 3D printed stuff. Just, nice. Like, dumb stuff that I've designed.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend has a 3D printer. I think I talked about that before on the podcast. Maybe. That he has a 3D printer, and he prints stuff. What else would I put? I would probably do a lot of handwritten things and maybe like my old iPod just for fun.
Loaded with WikiQuest.
Yeah, I could put the charger in with it.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Just little, probably little mementos.
Yeah, put the charger in it with it because by then the Apple would have changed the charger like a billion different times.
So many times, yeah. I have a ton of iPods. I loved iPods. Oh, I had the little shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had the Nano, like the old Nano.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had...
I only ever had... the only time I ever got an iPod was the time when they just... Like, the touch was just a thing. That was the only iPod I ever had, though.
Didn't the shuffle and the Nano came before the touch?
Yeah, though. They did.
Yeah.
But that was the only time I was allowed to have
gotcha.
Own little one, yeah.
I won my shuffle in a raffle at the library, the local library.
Mm-hmm.
They drew my name and I was so excited and it has my name engraved
That's
on the
great.
Back.
Oh my God. Actually, I think I only got the iPod about that time because that's when I got interested in music.
Mm.
Like, my first real album I listened to that wasn't Weird Al Yankovic was, I mean, no offense to Weird Al, he's awesome, but was David Bowie singles record.
David Bowie.
That's not a good David Bowie.
I don't know what I was
David
trying
Bowie.
To do.
David
Bowie.
There's a few different David Bowie impressions you could do.
I wasn't trying to impersonate David Bowie. I was just...
Rest in peace, beautiful soul. Aww. All right. So, is that all you put in your time capsule?
I don't have anything else big. What would you put in your time capsule?
I can't believe there's nothing space related in yours. Would you put a space documentary in it?
No!
That's
I'm just going to keep watching
yes.
them.
Yeah, but you could have another copy in there.
Buy a new copy? Well, by that time, maybe DVDs would be like hard to find.
Oh, yeah, no, there'd be so much bit rot. Okay, so what would I put in my time capsule? Thanks for asking.
I just asked you.
I know.
Don't ask like I did.
I know. Oh God, what would I put? I would probably put, okay, yeah, no, I'd put my podcast in there. Like, I just kind of put, like, an actual digital file in there. Don't ask me how.
Okay.
I put, I get the feeling, I'm trying to be forward thinking. So I'm thinking that they'd more be able to, because I don't know what file format they're going to do in the future. So I'm just going to put the raw file
PDF.
In there. Yeah, okay, PDF is guaranteed. PDF's going to be the only file format in the future.
Yeah.
Adobe's got a lock on that.
Yeah.
friggin', no, I mean, I was, you know, I'm just going to put an actual digital file in my physical time capsule in my little lunchbox because I feel that file format is going to change so much that it's like, why don't I just put the data in there? Seriously, just bury some ones and zeros, call it a day. And I would put a picture of my dogs.
Dog.
My doggies. I put lots of pieces of paper with different ways to spell my name.
Why?
Because I gotta keep the brand up, baby.
Lots of different ways to spell your name?
Yes, and even like lots of different variants, misspelled variants even. I'd have Ted Hubish, Theodore Hubish, Theodore Dalton Hubish, Ted Dalton Hubish, oh. Ted D. Hubish. I love that one. I'd have Teg Hudish, yes.
Hudish.
Yes. Teb Hubish, but just
how'd you spell that one?
Which one?
Hudish.
Hudishia.
Fascinating.
Thank you. And I would put, what else would I put there? And I would put in my copy of NSYNC's No Strings Attached, because that was the first album I ever bought.
Do you know which album I first bought?
What?
Shania Twain.
What is Shania Twain?
The country singer.
I don't know her.
She did the, what's her big song?
I don't know. I don't know who she is.
Hold on. Let's Google Shania Twain. Okay. Shania Twain. Oh, she's beautiful. What is her big thing? Oh, man, I feel like a woman. Dun, dun,
okay. Dun, 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 okay. Dun.
I guess, is she country?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know about her.
I just remember singing karaoke to her when I was very young, when I would go over to my friend's house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I feel like a woman. Yeah, I think she was not better, but more prevalent
in the
late 90s.
Sure. Anyways, oh yeah, okay, so you bury that in there.
So that was funny.
Yeah, no.
I don't know why she was the funny. First.
Yeah, so that was a fun. You can't just say that to make your bits funny.
That was funny. that was a thing.
So then I would put my Muppets. I've decided to be a metal Muppets lunchbox. I put all the stuff in there. I'd close it up with the metal latches. I put a nice bow on it and say, "Don't open until everybody else is dead and I'm still alive, so I can have my treats again."
What?
Because I'm going to live for 1 trillion years. I'm going to be
everyone
a being of light.
Everyone
else is dead. I'm going to be either a being of light or shriveled up and stretched out into so I'm shaped like the hot dog. I'll live forever.
Have you been watching the new Marvel thing on Netflix?
Iron Fist. I've heard it's just garbage.
It's not great. But I can't stop watching it.
What about it is relevant to this?
There's a guy that can live forever.
Okay.
And he keeps coming back, but each time he comes back, he gets more evil.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought of that. And I was like, what if you took that and it's like every time you died, you would come back as an eviler Ted.
Oh my god. But I'm so pure.
I know.
I'm such a pure being.
Then you would have to die a lot to get really evil, but yeah. The last episode I watched, he killed some guy with a hammer and it was very brutal and I'm thinking about not watching the rest of it.
So, I think that about wraps things up. And thank you so much for bearing with us through this experimental episode. I think it went pretty well, Elise. I think I'm going to keep a note of this, see if we want to do this again. WikiQuest is produced by our lovely, wonderful producer, Emily Wiki Wrangler Walborn.
You can find us at WikiQuest on Facebook and Twitter. We're trying to post a little. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever other podcast platform you like. We're on pretty much everything. If you do subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever other podcast platform, be sure to rate us and share us with your friends.
Yes, yes, yes. Also, while you're at it, make sure to check out some of the new podcasts from the podcast network that we're on, that we're a part of, Light Switch Podcasts. There's some new ones. There's one new one called The Half Asian Half Hour that's hosted by our producer, Emily Walborn, and Nick O'Nutter. And it's interesting. They talk about their experiences as they give their take on life and everything. It's a lot of fun. They're also funny. I mean, they're very funny. I get a lot of laughs out of them, honestly. It's like a value proposition right there. Our website is wikiquestshow.org. That's wikiquestshow.org. And yeah, no, that's about it, isn't it? Oh, wait, no. Portions of Wikipedia are used and licensed under the Creative Commons 3.0 Attribution Share Alike License 3.0, unless they aren't. WikiQuest is produced under the exact same license.
Nice.
Elise.
So.
What's something good that the listener can do over the week?
Ooh, play a board game.
Also wish Elise a happy birthday on the 8th.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, Elise.
Tweet me.
Please tweet you at Captain Elise. I won't even plug my own Twitter account handle. That's not hard to find. It's not hard to find. Just like wink, I'll give you that. Elise's Twitter handle is at CaptnElise.
That's me. I did a peace sign, but no one could see it.
Well, I mean, it's a thought that counts, and you got to tell everybody that you did it. So is you good?
All right, Ted. See you next week.
Yeah.
I'll see you sooner than that, but
it's fine.
They'll see you next week.
Yeah, it's fine. We're good. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
See you next week, honestly. We'll see you next week.